This is Pastor Harvey with the Bible on Broadcast. So good to have you with us again today. We pray that the Spirit of God will bless your heart and that the Word of God will become a reality to you as we study God's holy book, the Bible. We're studying in the book of Romans, the 3rd chapter, the 28th verse. We are studying in the fashion that I believe is the very best way to learn your Bible. That is, to go verse by verse, as the Scripture says, precept upon precept, line upon line, here a little, there a little. We ought to just go through the Word of God. We might better know what God's Word says to us. Now, if you have never read your Bible from cover to cover, let me be an encouragement to you on this Christmas day to encourage you to read through your Bible from Genesis 1:1 to the very last verse in the book of the Revelation of Jesus Christ. I'll tell you, it'll be a blessing to you. How can, as one preacher once said, and it spoke to my heart, he said, how can God bring back to your remembrance and to your help verses that you have never read before? How true that is. If we've never read it, how can God bring it to us? So let me encourage you in 1978 to read your Bible through completely, verse by verse by verse, starting in the book of Genesis. Some Christians have been saved for years and have never read every word of the Old Testament. Some have never read even every word of the New Testament. Let me encourage you to do that. What a thrill it was to my soul when I finally read the Bible through every word. Some great men of God read the Bible through every year from Genesis 1:1 right to the end. Read the Word of God. We need to hide the Word of God in our hearts that we might not sin against God. In our church, we have covered verse by verse through the book of Genesis in this past year. Now we're almost through with Exodus. And then we went through the book of Matthew verse by verse, and then now we're in the book of Acts. So we've covered much territory, and then we felt led of the Lord over the radio to go verse by verse through the book of Romans. So let me encourage you now to do that. And then maybe some of you would like to support and to sponsor one of the radio broadcasts, how this would be a blessing to us, how we would praise God to hear from you saying that you'd like to sponsor one of the programs that we air, that sinners might be saved and Christians edified and build up in the most holy faith. They cost about $30 a broadcast, an average of $30 a broadcast for the tapes and for the broadcasting itself. And so if you could have a part in this, we encourage you to do so. Pray about it. Let God speak to your heart. I know He'd bless, and I know you'd get rewards in heaven if you'd listen to the Holy Spirit, and I'm sure He'd speak to some of you about saying, yes, I'd like to sponsor one of your radio broadcasts. Just think, when you get to heaven and you meet Jesus, you'll get a reward because you were faithful to get that program over the air through your means. Just send to the Bible Hour, Post Office Box 2, Yentzville, New York, zip code 14068. Let me remind you that that Pastor Harvey doesn't get it. I don't get a penny from this broadcast. It's a faith ministry. We're doing it that we might reach people with the gospel. So we don't mind encouraging you to give to this faith ministry. The address again is the Bible Hour, Post Office Box 2, Yentzville, New York, zip code 14068. Now let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, how we pray that you'd speak, dear God, to some of your children's hearts. We thank you for those in the past who have sponsored programs and have, Father, given to the radio ministry much of their means to help the gospel going out over the air. How we thank you for their sacrifice. Now at Christmas, how we pray someone would see the need of sharing their blessings, their monetary blessings, with the gospel of Jesus Christ. May they send, and may, Father, their hearts be thrilled. May you provide and bless them because of their faithfulness and goodness and their liberality of giving the means they have to the radio ministry. And we'll thank you for it now. Bless the word as we look into the pages of thy holy word, because we pray it in Jesus' blessed name. Save some sinner as well, for Jesus' sake. Amen. Now, as we said, we're in chapter 3 of Romans. Chapter 3, verse 28. Therefore,
we conclude that a man is justified by faith without the deeds of the law. Let me say that whenever you see the word therefore in your Bible, to look and see what it is there for. It is a conclusion of the preceding thoughts or the preceding verses or chapters of Scripture. And it is concluding. Therefore, we conclude, it says here, that a man is justified. Any man is justified by faith. That word justified means just as if you'd never sinned, made righteous, made holy, made pure, and that comes by being washed in the blood of Jesus Christ by faith in his work on Calvary for our sin. How wonderful it is that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners. He loves you and me. He died on Calvary. That precious verse, my brother, Don Harvey, how I thank God that God saved him. And he told me, he wrote me a letter one time, and he was at that time in the old Methodist church, and he said he just went through a building program and gotten finances taken care of. He was the head of the finances there, and he wrote me a letter down while I was down in the Southlands at that time, had not come back to the Buffalo area at that time. And Don wrote to me, and he said, I've just pledged myself to God. He was used to going out and getting pledges for the church, so that was the way he put it in the letter. And I've pledged myself to God. And then he quoted this verse. He wrote this verse in there, for God, John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Oh, for us who have been in the Bible for years, that seems like such a simple verse, but is it not precious to that one who's been born again of the Spirit of God, newly saved? And he wrote me that, and how my heart thrilled that my brother, after praying for him for 15 years, had repented and turned to Jesus and received Christ as his Savior and his Lord. Isn't it wonderful what the gospel does? Isn't it wonderful to be saved at this Christmas time? How our heart ought to leap for joy, how we ought to praise God that we've been redeemed, not with corruptible things as silver and gold, but with the precious blood of Jesus. Oh, he loves us, and he died for us. And this is a spiritual, godly love, not this sloppy, new evangelical love that everybody talks about, and yet they'll malign and ridicule those that are fundamentalists and would even almost feel like they're funny mentalists. No, we ought to stand for righteousness. But you know the love of God so wonderful to save us and redeem us from sin. And you know how we're redeemed? We're justified, made just as if we'd never sinned. When my brother repented that day, whatever it was, whatever day is that precious day to him that he wrote me about, he was justified that day, made just as if he'd never drunk any liquor in his life. He was made just as if he had never cursed in his life. He was made just as if he had never sinned, number one, in his life. He was what? Justified. A man is justified by faith in Jesus Christ. By faith, without the deeds of the law. My brother wasn't justified by what he did, or by giving, or by running that program in that church to get the bills paid up. No, he was justified by faith alone. And the day that I repented and turned to Jesus Christ as a 16-year-old lad out in Binghamton, New York at Camp Bayuca, my heart was regenerated by the Spirit of God. I didn't know what repentance meant, but I knew I needed to know Jesus. I needed someone to love me. I needed a Savior. I realized that day I was a sinner and far from God, and I repented and gave my heart to Jesus. Do you remember that day when you got saved? Wasn't it wonderful? Oh, don't ever cease to thank God for it. Every morning when you wake up, you ought to say, thank you, Lord Jesus, for saving my unworthy soul and giving me the hope of eternal life that I know I'm going to heaven. Help me to be a blessing to others. That's what you ought to be praying. But don't cease to praise and thank the Lord for saving you. We're justified by faith. By faith. Martin Luther came to the realization of that for the Reformation time. And that verse came alive, the just shall live by faith. And we see that same verse in the first chapter of the book of Romans. The just shall live by faith. Oh, we're saved by faith, kept by faith, and preserved in Christ Jesus unto that day. Oh, to be saved. Isn't it wonderful? Don't cease to thank God for it. At this Christmas season, you ought to be telling others of your friends and relatives about what Jesus means to you. And if you're not saved, let me encourage you to trust Jesus. You don't know what you're missing till Jesus comes in. Life begins when Christ comes in. And let me say this now. We're justified without the deeds of the law. It says here, by faith without the deeds of the law. You're not saved by being baptized. You're not saved by going even under the waters and going beneath the waters as the Bible teaches and as we Bible-believing Baptists teach. No, that's not salvation. Salvation comes when we trust Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. Baptism is something to be done as an evidence of our being saved. Communion is something to be done after salvation. It doesn't save anybody to eat the wafer or the unleavened bread or to drink the grape juice, which we use instead of the wine that some churches use, and I believe in a bad fashion and an unworthy fashion. The wine that Jesus made was not fermented. It was pure and uncorruptible, just like the bread was unleavened bread without sin in it. Leaven speaks of sin. But we'll not get into that at this time. But we're not saved by communion. We're saved by faith without the deeds of the law. You're not saved by confessing your sins to a man through a cage. You're saved by trusting Jesus, or you're not saved at all. You say, Brother Harvey, I don't like the way you're preaching. You need to repent and trust Jesus, and then you'll like what I'm preaching. You'll love it because it's the gospel truth. Salvation is in Jesus and not in the saints. It's not in Mary. It's in Jesus. Salvation's in the shed blood of the Lamb of God. Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners. No saint will ever get you to heaven. Jesus is the way to heaven. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Oh, we're not to look and bow down to any image anyhow. That is idolatry. You say, well, we don't pray to them. We pray through them. You don't pray or to or through anything to get to Jesus, to get to God, except through Jesus Christ, or your prayers are not answered. You come to Jesus and Him alone, or there's no salvation for your soul. He's the only way. You're not saved by works of righteousness, which we have done, but according to His mercy, He saved us. That's what the Word says. I was saved that way, and that's the only way you'll be saved. Jesus loves you no matter what denomination you are. But the only way to heaven is Jesus, justified by faith without the deeds of law. Is He the God of the Jews only? Is He not also of the Gentiles? Yes, of the Gentiles also. Let me say this before you turn off the radio if you're of a different faith. There are many Baptists going to hell because they've never repented and trusted Jesus Christ for salvation. You don't just become a Baptist or join our church to go to heaven. You have to be born of the Spirit of God to get to heaven. Doesn't matter what church you belong to. It must be faith in Christ. I hope you understand that. Let's read a little further. Yes, of the Gentiles also. He is the God of the Jews and of the Gentiles, not just of the Jews. Seeing it is one God, verse 30, which shall justify the circumcision by faith and the uncircumcision through faith. We're justified by faith, Jew and Gentile alike. There's no justification outside of faith in Christ Jesus. You can try everything you want. You can crawl all the way from here to the waters of New York and get on a ship and go all the way over and then crawl all the way up to the Vatican and bow down and kiss Peter's toe there. Or you can kiss the Pope's ring, but you'll not get to heaven unless you trust Jesus Christ. You can go to the Baptist priests, the Baptist bishops, and all the rest, and other men of ecclesiastical value to many, and you'll not be saved. Jesus is the only salvation. You can trust Brother Harvey and still go to hell. You have to trust Brother Harvey's Savior, Jesus Christ, to get to heaven. Do we then make void the law through faith? God forbid. Yea, we establish the law. He's saying we're all sinners. We all need to come by faith. Would you trust Him today? Would you trust Jesus? He's the only way. I trust you will. Write us a letter. Write to the Bible Hour, Post Office Box 2, Gettysville, New York, zip code 14068. Now this is Pastor Harvey saying, be sure to be faithful to the Lord, the Bible, your God-given convictions, and a good Bible-preaching church. May the Lord bless you, is our prayer.